Adigo operator.
Joined.
Nick.
Joined.
Hello, everybody.
Joined.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, this is Scott here.
Yeah, you sound like you're on a IP call or something. It's kind of sounds like you're underwater.
Left.
Good morning, Nick. This is Tanya.
Hello.
Hello. He's on a cell phone, and this is what happened last time I dialed him in also.
Okay.
We had multiple drops and then couldn't get him back in. So I'll continue on with the dial-outs and try to get him back in.
Great.
Okay.
Thanks, Nick. Hello.
English, use the French.
Okay. Frederick.
Joined.
Cheryl.
Joined.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello, Cheryl.
How are we all?
Good.
Excellent.
Joined.
Hello.
Hello.
Bo Brendler.
Joined.
Bo.
Hi there.
I heard you were back.
Yes, I had my first day of work yesterday. Boy, did I have a lot of emails.
Olivier Crépin Leblanc.
Joined.
I'm sure you did have a lot of email.
58 megabytes, actually, to be precise.
Wow.
Overwhelming amount.
Yes.
Dare I ask how much of it was spam?
Actually, we have pretty good spam filters where we are, so we don't get the occasional Viagra note gets through. But we have a pretty good spam filter, so not too bad.
That is impressive.
Hello, everyone. I'm Olivier. I'm on the line.
Hello.
Hi, Olivier.
How are you?
Fine, thank you. We're just waiting for a few more people before we do a yes.
No problem. Keep on talking about spam as I'm deleting spam in my mailbox.
Joined.
Hi, who was that?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, this is Jose here.
One sec. Hey, one sec.
Whoa, that's not real good. can we isolate what that odd noise is from somebody's line?
We're too late.
Okay, that's not going to work. Whoever's line that is with that background, either has
Hello.
To mute or dial in again.
Joined.
Nick, can we isolate whose line that is that's causing the interference?
Hello, Shirley. Anybody there?
Hello, who is that?
Yes, he's with.
Hello, hello.
Sorry, I cannot understand who that is. Can you please repeat?
This is from Vietnam.
Ah, hello, Sue. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine. Who are there?
Hi, this is Jose. Is everyone, anybody there?
Yes, who is that? Please say again.
This is Jose.
Hi, Jose. How are you?
Great.
We have a few very noisy lines, so it might be important that those
joined.
In noisy environment do star 6 to mute. But before you do mute, we will do a quick roll call. I have Bo, I have Sebastian, I have Fuhu, I have Jose, I have Vanda. Do I have Vanda?
Sorry about that, I'm back.
Hi, Nick.
So I currently show Cheryl, Jose, and Bo with one observer and two staff.
Okay, we have Sebastian, we have Fuhu, we have Jose. I've got Vanda on Skype. Is Vanda on the call? Not as yet. I have Olivier.
Yeah, I'm here.
I have Jacqueline on Skype and not on the call, but she's available to available to answer any questions on the CCNSO. Hala will be joining us, I believe.
Yeah, in 20 minutes, I think. Well,
okay.
10 hours.
Well, probably only 50. Hello, who's that?
And this is Izumi.
Ah, hello, Izumi.
Evening.
Okay, I'm only counting 6 ALAC members, is that correct?
So far, yes.
Okay, so we still don't have quorum. So we will need to wait for another couple of minutes. We have apologies currently listed from Wendy, our board liaison, from Hong, our IDN liaison, from Annetta and Carlos and Fatimata. Now, with Jacqueline...
attending electronically.
Yes, I think we should have her as a presence, but electronically, not on the call.
Alan.
Joined.
Hi, Alan.
Hello.
We're just waiting for one more ALAC member, and we'll be quorate. And we've just listed some apologies. Do you have any apologies that you know about, Alan? Or
I apologize that it's been very early here since my first conference call, and I'm not quite alert.
I think the fact that you're here, regardless of the time...
Four and a half hours of straight conference calls this morning.
Oh, dear me.
You are going to hear the sound of me making coffee soon.
Well, I think that's only fair and reasonable. And I'm sure many of us will virtually join you in that very sensible requirement of a caffeine intake. Now, I have Vanda listed as an apology on Skype, but I see her on Skype as a...
Yes, but she did send messages this morning saying... I got it this morning saying meetings yesterday, today, and tomorrow are no good.
Okay.
I'm not quite sure what that means.
She did send apologies, yeah.
Okay, well, we'll list her as an apology, which means we still need one more ALAC member, Corate. But until we get that, perhaps we might take the advantage of, particularly since we have at least one observer here tonight, to look at what is the standing items of the agenda, which includes the liaison reports. The standing items are listed on the wiki page. Olivier, are you looking at the wiki page as well to follow on?
Have we already done the roll call?
I've just lost connectivity in the internet on this side. I'll check it in a few minutes.
Okay. Main thing is you know it's there and you can follow on. We're actually poised on the roll call. At the moment we have, or perhaps, Nick, it might be easier for you to double check as I do that, but I have myself, Bo, Sebastian, Fuhu, Jose, Izumi, and Alan. I have Olivia as a observer. We have Howa being dialed in shortly, and we have Jacqueline electronically but not on the call, and Nick and Frederick as staff.
Could someone repeat the ALAC members who are here slow enough so I can write them down? I had Cheryl, Bo,
Sebastian,
Jose,
Sebastian. Tuhu.
Okay.
Two-way.
Me.
Hi.
Alan.
So that's seven. Okay. At 10 minutes after the call starting, and noting that we have... we have three ALAC members as apologies. Is there anyone we should be dialing out to, Nick, that we hasn't apologised but we might be able to get online?
Not that I know of. I'm sure that Adigo is listening to this and will let us know what the status of the dial-outs is.
If we can get Howa online, then we will be quorate. If we can get Howa on the French channel, we can begin the meeting. I know she said call her back in 20 minutes, but I am not of a mind to hold up 9 people for 10 more minutes if we can begin a meeting as soon as she's connected.
Sonia, have you had any luck reaching Mohammed?
I've had no luck reaching Mohammed. The first number, they say he's not is getting voicemail. Second number just keeps ringing. Also, Ron Sherwood, we're getting voicemail on second number, and on the first number, second number is ringing.
Okay. Well, it's Mohammed that would make us quorate, not...
Not Ron. Can you... could you ring Hawa back and let her know that there are 9 people here waiting to start the meeting?
Yes, I'll let French Channel know.
If she joins us, then we can begin, and I think that's our preference.
Okay.
Well, I know it's our preference.
I'll let her know.
Thank you. Well, while we're filling in all of our valuable time, I think it's probably appropriate to say to those of you who did join us at the last ICANN meeting in Paris, I hope you've all returned to work. I know, Bo, you've only been back for, less than 24 hours, but many of the rest of you have been back for some time. I hope that you've all got back into the normal run of things. Alan, I know you've been hardly doing anything other than work for ICANN and the ALAC between our Paris meeting and now. And it might be appropriate if you give us all whilst we're in informal mode, a little up to speed and bring up to date on the activities of the working group you are representing us on in terms of the GNSO improvements.
Okay, we've had, I've lost track of how many meetings, 6 meetings at this point or something like that. We have 1 meeting to go. As of now, and that now is 3 minutes ago or so, or 5 minutes when I dropped off the last call, it looks like we will have consensus to a proposal to bring to the board, which nobody, I think, would have bet on that earlier, a week before now. The proposal essentially is a council with 2 halves to it, 2 houses, as it were, the contracted parties and the non-contracted parties. The number of each of those houses will have, excluding NOMCOM, an equal number of councillors from each of the stakeholder groups. So parity between registrar registries and between non-commercial and commercial will be maintained, as in the BGC proposal. The number of councillors on either side may vary, but will be likely fixed before we finish. So there could be 3 from each of the stakeholder groups on the contracted parties and 6 on the other side, for instance. And the voting thresholds for each type of vote will include terms which will add some level of balance but will be counted within each house. So there's not weighted voting per se, but you know, a given vote may need a majority on both sides or 33% on both sides or whatever the terms are. At this stage, we will have 1 NOMCOM person in either of the 2 houses, in both of the 2 houses, rather. So if the house is larger, that person will, in fact, have a lower impact on the voting.
Mm-hmm.
It is unclear if we will ask the NOMCOM to select the chair of the overall council. Mm-hmm. And there's a number of other rules associated with... sorry, my mind has gone blank, with selecting board members and things like that, which I don't think are of immediate concern to us. At this point, we're haggling over the voting thresholds on category by category, and GNSO has about 6 different voting thresholds for different things. Huh? And we may have closure. I'll be getting a report sometime today or a summary of this meeting. And then we have 1 final meeting, which may bring closure or not, but I think at this point it will, out of our Thursday meeting for a report to the board on Friday.
Alan, that is monumental.
Sorry, I'm hearing voice is somewhere else.
Well, my voice is saying, Alan, that is monumental.
Thank you. I'll be very candid.
Yes.
I don't see this as a huge difference between this and the BGC model. But enough other people do who were worried about the BGC model are happy with it that... Hello?
Hang on, Alan.
Okay, as long as I'm not the one who's hung up.
Alan, everybody off step one, please.
I don't know what you're saying, Threshold. You're cutting in. Hello?
Still there, Alan.
Tanya will fix it, I'm sure.
Okay.
Jose Salgueiro.
Technology wins again.
I think at least...
left.
Okay, well, we hope Jose comes back in very quickly.
Jose will come back. He's on a mobile connection, and like last time, this just means he'll get disconnected frequently. But
sure,
they keep dialing him back. So.
Okay, thanks for that. Alan, you were being candid before the ground noise.
Yes, from my perspective, the thresholds are different because having to have a majority, for instance, on both sides is different from having to have a majority when on a united council, which can be generated largely from what are now being called two of the stakeholder groups and a few others, but they can be allocated differently. So, for instance, registrars, registries, and a few friends can generate a majority vote, whereas here you may need a majority of both houses. But to be honest, in real-life situations, I'm not sure there's a big difference between it, other than non-commercial may end up with more physical counselors than registries, registrars. That can generate an effectively a filibuster in that they have more speaking opportunities. But there's not an awful lot of difference, but people seem to be happy with it, and I'm willing to accept it. We are likely looking at two NOMCOM positions, and one on each house, and they will have different impact in the voting based on how many other councillors there are in that house. But we are looking in both cases for someone who understands the businesses or the types of things we're looking at. So in other words, someone to be appointed to the registrar's NOMCOM position has to have some concept of what a registrar's and registries are and some working knowledge. So there are different positions that the NOMCOM has to fill, and they're filled with the knowledge that they have different impact.
Yep. Well, I think it's still an enormous step forward to build any model that they're able to get consensus under the constraints and under the very divergent views you've been working in. And I certainly want to thank you on behalf not only of myself and the ALAC, but particularly those of us who've worked, albeit only in the background, with you through this process up until now. The incredible amount of work that you've done is something that not only do I want noted in the minutes, but I think I hope you realise how much we appreciate. And is there any questions while we're waiting for Jose to be confirmed back into the call from anybody?
I will point out in the last 2 weeks on ICANN matters in general, I have been putting in something equivalent to an 8-hour day on most days, more on others.
Vous m'entendez?
Pardon me?
That was the French channel?
Le volume est faible. Mais c'est vous qui... Là, ça va?
On vous entend sur la liste de tout le monde, là, madame la traductrice. Il faut
oui.
que vous preniez le canal, juste pour parler à WAP, à tout le monde, s'il vous plaît. Please don't speak to everyone, but just on the channel to Howa, please.
Thank you, Sebastian. did Howa have a question for Alan on that matter?
No, they are trying to find a way to discuss together, and it seems to be that the channel between AWA and the translator, it's very low volume, and she has difficulty to understand or to listen to each other.
Okay, perhaps Tanya and the Adigo French channel can help deal with that as well, but we will continue on then. Can we confirm that Jose has been dialed back in?
His phone
seems
is now,
the gods are stacking against us to get a core 8. I can get Howard in, and I lose Jose in the transition.
Somebody just left. I didn't hear who.
No, neither did I. Okay, any questions for Alan while we're still in an informal session on what is a pivotal piece of work? This is a landmark moment, I think.
It hasn't happened yet.
Closer than it's been. Do you believe that there will be a turnaround, or your confidence is high that this proposal will go ahead?
My confidence is reasonably high, but we need to get out the written document and make sure everyone thinks what happened is what everyone thinks happened.
Okay. Now, on that matter, how do you want us as a support group and as a committee of the whole to proceed? If the document that needs to be signed off on is being distributed today, we had a planned call tomorrow. Do you want that to go ahead, or do you propose something else?
No, at this point, I think that needs to go ahead. Coming out of that, I think I will do a very quick summary to the ALAC as such, and ask for comments within the hour or within a few hours if there's any strong objection. I, at this point, to be honest, our basic principles have been adhered to, and I cannot see us vetoing it under those conditions.
Thank you for that.
I mean, we went into this with partners at this point. However, I believe we are on our own. If any of the partners feel they can't live with it, then so be it. Everyone is given a fair amount.
Sure.
But I think everyone has to talk for themselves at this point, and that's all we can do. And at this point, I don't see any of the basic principles that we went into this being violated by what is being proposed. I'm not foolish enough to ask people why this is different than what was proposed by the BGC, because I don't want to hear the answer right now.
No, don't. Don't do that, Alan. I certainly wouldn't want you to do that.
Someday I'd surely like to find out what the difference was. But at this point,
the fact that the process has gone through is markedly different, and that in itself is something probably worthy of looking at in terms of outcomes and building buy-in and as a change management tool. You've been involved with a support group. Do you have any particular questions or issues you'd like to raise?
No, I think, well, Alan, you've done a great job, although, it's a very complex issue, and we don't really know what exact outcome. But in any case, I think the sort of having the one-third, I mean, a quarter by the non-commercial group is a sort of a reasonable advance. I can imagine how tired you are, Alan, but it is therefore. That's all.
I was actually off email for much of the weekend, which penalized me when I went back on, but nevertheless. There was one issue that was relevant to us. We had general agreement much earlier in the process. I think we had agreement that if we come to an agreement on everything else, the group would also include in that the requirement or preference, I'm not sure which, that the bylaws continue to identify the non-commercial and commercial users as users and not change to registrant as the BGC proposal said. I'm assuming that will be reintroduced at our last meeting and agreed to. I don't know. I can't guarantee that. If that does not happen and the board dogmatically goes ahead with using the term registrant. That doesn't stop anyone from really participating because domain names are cheap, but it does change the tone of our outreach.
Yes, and we will have to make our concerns on that matter clear at that time, if that's the case.
If it comes out like that, we will have to make a very strong statement very quickly.
Indeed, indeed.
I'd like this group to pass a motion to that to this at effect, so we don't need to get together and pass a motion, but we can say it is a formal motion of ALAC.
Mm-hmm.
That is,
well,
if registrant lives and instead of user, ALAC has formally dissented. I'm not going to we're not going to veto on the vote on the consensus group, but we will make a strong statement to the board.
If you wish to propose that as a motion, Alan, I will call for a seconder. It certainly has my endorsement. Does anybody who is on this call wish to put their name as the seconder for that motion?
Do we actually have quorum at the moment?
I believe so. Jose
okay.
should be back on the call. Is that correct?
I will second that. Izumi.
Thank you, Izumi. I think that would be very worthwhile. Can I ask, does anybody wish to speak against or ask any questions about Alan's proposal, seconded by Izumi? Olivier, observers are welcome on invitation to ask any question. If you wish to do so, feel free to now, while people are perhaps considering the proposal, the motion per se, and coming off mute if they're sensibly on it.
I was on mute. I think Alan did a fantastic job. I think it's really very laudable because obtaining consensus in such circumstances is sometimes very difficult. So definitely very impressed.
Thank you.
I would go so far before I call for any dissent, which I am sincerely hoping that there will be none. Yes, I am clearly showing my biases there. It's not only been amazing, this is a situation when consensus has to be 100%. Any dissent is a failure for this working group. And I would suggest that in itself is pretty amazing. Is there
General.
Anybody of the ALAC? Yes, go ahead.
Just on a point of procedure, may I read what I think the motion is, and you can correct it if I'm wrong?
Yes.
ALAC shall formally dissent from the result of the working group on GNSO improvements if the word registrant is not replaced with the word user as regards representation in the GNSO.
Not quite. We don't want to dissent from the...
No, I think his wording is correct. Read that phrase again.
ALAC shall formally dissent from the result of
Joined.
The working group on GNSO improvements if the word registrant is not replaced with the word user as regards representation in the GNSO.
That says our dissent is coming after the results of the working group, which I believe is correct.
Okay. Jose, I didn't realize that you hadn't joined us back in the call. We have a finalization from the report on the excellent work done by Alan in the GNSO Improvements Working Group / Subcommittee. We have a probability of an outcome where a consensus view, which meets, albeit painfully, particularly on Alan's part for the amount of work he's had to do to get there, all of our baseline criteria, and that the only concern at the moment is earlier in the process, our concerns that the word user, which it fits with the current bylaws, be maintained, were probably agreed to, but in the case that the BGC suggestion that the term registrant be replaced, we have continuing concerns, and the current motion, which I will ask Nick to read again before we take a vote, is that if the word user is omitted and registrant is replaced, we do dissent from that part of the outcome. We have maintained it is users that require representation, not just registrants. Nick, if you care to read the exact motion, and I will call for anyone who wishes to dissent after that.
Well, you might want to first tell if anyone...
Okay, I may have a minor wording change. Could you read it again?
ALAC shall formally dissent from the result of the working group on GNSO improvements if the word registrant is not replaced with the word user as regards representation in the GNSO.
Alan, go ahead.
I think we need to wordsmith it slightly, and I prefer not to do it online, but my intent is to make clear that we're talking about something that will happen following a successful report, a consensus report to the board. That is, it doesn't happen if the committee dissolves on Thursday, and we don't have a positive recommendation. And we're talking about afterwards. We're not talking about We're not talking about vetoing the decision. I think it needs a little bit of wordsmithing. I'm not sure we can do it this very moment, but that is the intent of what we're voting on.
May I make a friendly proposal for you to consider then, Alan and Azumi, Azumi being the seconder of this proposal, that the following adjustment is made. In the event of an outcome of a consensus view of the, insert the proper name of the working group, occurs, where the term user is replaced by the term registrant in terms of representational description and mix, the ALAC will write to make clear its dissent from those or that aspect of the outcome. And then we can place that better wording, final, this is what we're going to write if it happens, on the ALAC list, and people know that that is our intent. We have agreed that that is our intent, and other than dotting an I and crossing a T, it will go ahead without calling a formal meeting.
Yes, it requires a slight wording change just because of the convoluted sense that it currently is user. It implicitly will change to registrant unless this group changes it back to user. But you have the intent correct, and we will wordsmith it and tell the list exactly what it is they have voted on.
Okay. All right. If that is the case, we have a call for the support group wrapped around Alan for this activity tomorrow evening. We will know better then what the state of play will be, and we may spend some time, I would like to propose, getting that wordsmithing done, but I will call for an indication of the in-principle support for that proposal by the ALAC now, so that it be recorded in our formal minutes while we have quorum. And I would like any person who wishes to vote against this proposal to make themselves known now. And can I please ask that the French translator, interpreter, check with Hawa so that we know that she is in support or not of this motion.
Please don't forget to say your name before you begin speaking, as it is not clear who is speaking when translated. Interpreted.
Certainly. I trust that the interpreter knows my dulcet tones by now, however.
On behalf of Hawa, abstention.
Okay.
I would like to understand why in that case.
Can you inquire why she wishes to abstain? That is from the proposer, Alan.
May I say one word? I think it's Sebastian. I think it's almost it's very difficult, I guess, to understand what's happening and the translation of the words. I am not on the French channel, but I think it's an hour. If we don't spend time to explain her, she will not take any decision in one sentence.
Okay. Can I suggest that seeing as the executive is all part of the support working group, that Howard ensures she is on tomorrow evening's call, if at all possible, when more time, and Sebastian, you can ensure at that meeting, if you are able to join us, that our interpretation is both clear and well understood?
I point out that being able to say this was a unanimous vote would be significant. Can we ask her to defer her vote until tomorrow? I'm willing to accept that.
But may I ask, you give me 2 minutes to speak in French?
Yes, please go ahead. This is so important, I believe that needs to be done.
Yes.
Can you get on the same channel as she is?
I don't know, it's why I'm trying.
I'm happy to listen to 2 minutes of French. Alan, go and boil a kettle while that's happening.
I don't mind. I was asking if he's capable of doing it. I'm putting it on speakerphone and boiling my kettle.
That sounds like a good plan.
Yeah.
Alan.
Left.
It seems that Awa left, no?
No, that was Alan, but he'll be back. He just pushed the wrong button.
I didn't hear what you said.
Okay.
Sebastian,
just do it in French.
Yeah, but if she listens, it seems to be that she is not able to listen to me directly. She needs to go through the channel of the interpreter, and then we will not win nothing if it's going that way. What I suggest is that... I will try to get in touch with her after the call and to give it back to you, his vote, and hopefully a positive one.
Okay. Can you also do your best to, as an alternate or even adjunct to that, Sebastian, see if she is available for tomorrow's call? Where we will be able to finalise this. And whoever it is, it's children or background noise, press *6.
Ah ouais, c'est pas toi qui est avec des enfants derrière toi? I was trying to see if it's not Awa. Okay, I don't have no feedback from her.
Is the French translator...
There aren't any children with Hawa at the moment.
Nobody suggested they were with Hawa. We want to know what the answer to Sebastian's question is.
I'm back. I dropped off.
Can you ask Hawa if she can spend a few times with me after the call to discuss directly in French the situation about the DNS?
Okay, good, but what's your name, Sebastian?
I am Sebastian.
Okay, good, okay, I'll ask her now.
Okay, thank you.
I take it I didn't miss anything.
No, just technology.
Sebastian?
Yes?
Hawa says yes. She'll be glad to talk to you after the call.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. So if the record can show the agreement by all other ALAC members present on this call with a placeholder for Hawa, pending language check and understanding and comprehension to be cross-checked by our Vice Chair, Sebastian, with Hawa immediately after this call. She currently registers I've lost the word.
Abstain.
Dissension.
Dissension.
I'm also tired, Alan. I do understand. An abstention.
Well, you're at least going to bed now.
Long story. A placeholder. If that is the case, I would like now to move on to the next formal part of tonight's meeting, and we are going to increase speed on that. I think that the time taken on this subject has, however, been important and well worthwhile.
Cheryl, as a point of order, I do have another conference call at the 1.5 hour mark of this one.
I'm planning on powering through. In terms of the adoption of the minutes listed in the agenda, we have a plethora of summary minutes from our last meeting. I am going to assume that you have all had the time to look at those summary minutes and make any points that you wish to raise now in terms of alterations, a well-prepared point. I will ask for any person who wishes to make any change to any of the listed minutes, these being the following. The adoption for the 10th June 2008 summary minutes, 22 June 2008 GNSO summary minutes, 22 June 2008 one day, I'd like to insert the word workshop, thank you, my amendment, summary minutes, 23 June CCNSO summary minutes, 24 June 2008 BO board summary meeting summary minutes, 24 June 2008 GAC summary minutes, 24 June 2008 summary minutes, that is the general meeting minutes, 26 June 2008 RRC summary, I'm assuming the word minutes will go into that link, 26 June 2008 ESSAC summary minutes, and that is the end of the list on our agenda. I will give a few more moments for anyone who wishes to raise a point of alteration on those minutes to do so now. I will remind you all that they are, of course, wiki documents, and minor amendments could be noted to the list or performed to them directly. But in go ahead, Nick.
I was just going to say, for the convenience of members, if you have providing the minutes are approved, if you have an amendment you wish to make to the minutes, may you please use the comment button so that the original minutes will still be visible, but the comment will be able to be read.
Thank you, Nick. That's an excellent plan. I think that is most appropriate. So I think we will assume that item 3, the adoption of quite a roll call of minutes, with the two minor amendments, the insertion of the word minutes in one of the links and the insertion of the word workshop in the one-day summary link, be adopted by this meeting. Any dissent? Make your voice heard now. Any abstention? Make your voice heard now.
Can we know who is talking at the moment, please?
Cheryl is talking.
Cheryl.
Yeah, I will be the voice you will hear 99.99% of the time.
I hope not.
Well, I'm powering through. Anyone who isn't me will identify themselves.
It's Alan.
Cheryl is now saying... For a final time, the minutes as listed in standing item 3 of our agenda will be listed as adopted. And I am calling for any dissent and any abstention.
Alan, I abstain.
Thank you, Alan.
This is Izumi.
Izumi, go ahead.
Sorry for being late, but it's sort of friendly amendment that... some of the summary minutes, for example, the GNSO summary minutes doesn't include the participants from GNSO, and those who don't, who was not there may have difficulty in what exactly is this minute is about. It's, I think the meeting of between ALAC and GNSO, if it is clearer, it will be good.
Okay. You want that move now as a change rather than make that comment directly on the wiki? As we pointed out, we should all be able to make comments.
If the staff is kindly can kindly take care of that, that will give much easier for me. But if not, I'll
okay.
do.
I just I'm not quite sure what is being offered.
Who is can I ask
okay,
who's talking now? The man.
Listen carefully, Adigo. Zumi has just asked that then slight alteration in terms of a better description is made to the summary minutes. His example was the GNSO minutes. Nick has then replied he would like clarification on that. I am now, and I will usually introduce or say the name of the person who is going to speak after me as chair. Izumi will now clarify. Izumi, go ahead.
Thank you, Chair. This is Izumi. The GNSO summary minutes doesn't include the participants from GNSO nor the description that this was a meeting between ALAC and GNSO. So those who were not there may have a misunderstanding that this was ALAC only meeting. So if you could add one line, so clearer description in the beginning, that would be great.
Nick, do you understand that request?
Yeah.
I assume there is no problem making those adjustments to any and all of the minutes to make it clear whom the participants are. I take that as a yes.
Yep, there's no problem.
And I will now move on to the review of the June action items.
What's that?
Left.
Okay. Is waiting for the steam-driven computer here to look at the June action items. I would like to, in general, run through these as a batch and note that the June action items were in the main. In fact, looking down, all were action items that were completed for the Paris meeting. Would anyone wish to ask a question or make a comment on those action items in short order? Make yourselves known now. In which case, we will move on to the current status of ALS applications. Nick, can you go through those with us, please?
Yes, there are four. Sorry, I'm just going back from the action items. There are.
Please introduce yourself before talking, please.
Kay, can you listen to Cheryl? Cheryl said, as chair, very clearly, Nick, can you talk to those? Nick will now do so.
There are four applications ready for decision, those being that of ACUI, application number 106, application 110 CDNUA, application 111 Maxis, and application 113 ISOC New York. Regional advice has been provided on all four, and the regional advice of all four is to approve the applications. ALAC may do one of two things. It may, any member of ALAC may request that a formal vote is taken on these applications, in which case a vote will begin for 7 days once it's set up. Or if no member of ALAC requests a vote in the 7 days following this meeting, the regional advice will automatically be followed as if a unanimous vote had been taken.
Thank you, Nick. As chair, I'd like to make clear to you all that these, the regional advice and this proposal of to vote or not to vote has been listed, I believe, for more than 7 days on the minutes proposed for, on the agenda for tonight's meeting. Are we aware, Nick or Frederick, of anyone from the ALAC who has asked us to take a formal vote on these?
I would just say that I actually posted these on Sunday. Maybe
Monday. Okay, so it hasn't been 7 days. My apologies.
Yeah, it hasn't been 7 days, yeah.
It has been under three, okay. Are we aware of anybody who is not on today's call who has asked for a vote to be taken on these?
Vanda has not asked for a vote per se. She has asked whether or not, if a vote is requested by any member, if that requires a second by email to me. I responded and said that the procedure does not require a second in this case.
Okay,
but
thank,
she has
thank
not
you for that.
Asked yet.
Okay, thank you for that. May I ask the ALAC at today's meeting if they or any one of them wishes to have a formal vote on accepting the regional advice for admission as an ALS structure on each of the listed proposed ALSs. Does anyone wish to call for a formal vote, or will we accept at this meeting the regional advice, which will be automatically followed?
We accept the regional advice, Sebastian said.
Thank you, Sebastian. Can we check, does Howard wish to have a formal vote on the proposed new ALSs? If she does not, we will then accept the regional advice and all will be admitted as a formal ALS.
Cheryl, while we're waiting, are you on Skype?
I am. I probably just this behind my other screen. Yes?
Okay, because it says you're sleeping.
Well, I'd like to be, but I haven't changed my status, but yes, I am on Skype. So if you want to talk, feel free to ping me on Skype. In the absence of anyone at this meeting and anyone by email or advising staff wishing to take a formal vote on the listed proposed ALSs, we will be accepting the regional advice as proposed by Sebastian, and no 7-day vote will be required, and staff can now let the proposed ALSs know that they are indeed all more than welcome on board.
As a point of clarification,
go ahead.
Is the committee resolving to admit these applications at present, or does it wish to...
Yes, that is exactly what the proposal is.
Okay.
In which case, let's make that so. And I look forward to having four brand new ALS structures. I'm particularly excited to see one from Asia Pacific.
Yes, this is Howard's answer. She's ready to vote.
She wishes to vote.
She wishes to vote.
I don't think that's...
Sebastian, can
I don't
you double
think,
check?
I am sure that she's ready to vote, that she's agree with the decision made by the regional region.
That's right.
Sure that the way... It's the way, when you translate back and forth, I am sure that you lose half of the meaning of the sentence. Then I just say for her, she's agreed to vote that she's agreed with the decision made by the regional advice.
Yes, she said she would vote indeed, but I'm just translating her words. She said she would vote, yes.
She agrees.
Sebastian, while I take a very deep breath.
She's agreeing, really.
She is agreeing with Sebastian. Can you check? She is agreeing with Sebastian that we accept the new ALSs. Please, Adigo, French Channel, can you double check with Howard that she wishes to accept without a formal vote in the next 7 days, she wishes to accept now the new proposed ALSs who all have been approved by regional advice.
Are the four, are you saying that the four ALS have been approved?
If Howard says yes, yes. If Howard says no, then we vote in the next 7 days.
Could you say that again, please?
Sebastian, save me, please.
Est-ce que vous voulez bien transmettre à Awa la chose suivante, c'est que si elle dit qu'elle est d'accord avec ma proposition, c'est-à-dire que les propositions faites par les régions sont acceptées, alors nous n'aurons pas à faire un vote formel pour chacune de ces candidatures, et donc les quatre structures ALS seront admises comme membres at large. Ce serait plus simple si je pouvais lui parler directement, mais comme c'est pas possible, je vous demande de lui répéter ça. Merci beaucoup.
Thank you, Sebastian.
And if you can add one thing, et si vous pouvez rajouter une chose, if she can go to Skype, si elle peut aller sur Skype, it will be easier for everybody, because we will be able to exchange. I think I will with Awa this point too at the end of this meeting, and I will come back to you at the end of our talk.
Thank you, Sebastian, and I believe we have extra work to do in our meeting tomorrow night. Nick, when I said we need to talk, not tonight, because Alan has another meeting and many of us have other work we need to get onto, but we need to improve this process radically. This brings us to noting that the liaison reports are or will be listed. At this stage, the IDN report is listed. The others are pending. And we have our CCNSO liaison not on the call but on Skype. So if anyone wishes to ask her any questions, Jacqueline is available for you. Those reports will not be gone through at the meeting, but will be appended to the meeting page for tonight in the fullness of time, I'm sure. If not, we will rectify that in the next formal meeting of the ALAC. And that brings us to point seven, which I do not understand. What issues to be raised at what ICANN board meeting? I am assuming that was a cut and paste from a previous set of agenda points.
The ALAC resolved previous meeting, this is Nick speaking, there should be an item on the standing agenda to bring up any issues which the board liaison was to raise at the forthcoming board meeting.
Thank you.
And okay. Wendy explicitly asked that yesterday.
Thank you for that. I think we might need to make that a little clearer for the dull-minded and sleepy-headed, which at 12:30 a.m. I am likely to be from time to time. If that's the case, that question was raised on the list. Do we need to note in tonight's meeting any response that was seen to the list or anything that anyone wishes to raise tonight?
Je profite pour donner la réponse de Hawa à Sébastien. Elle est d'accord.
Hawa is agree. OK.
Merci beaucoup.
Great.
Je vous en prie.
Thank you, Sébastien. OK. Thank you, Hawa. It would appear we have no particular items to be raised from today's meeting, and I have heard, I haven't looked, because I've been a little busy. I have nobody telling me that there were any raised to the list. It might be appropriate, however, Alan, if when you forward your report on the very busy process that you've been involved in on our behalf, that our board liaison specifically be aware of the activities and the outcomes of the ALAC working in the GNSO improvements short order working group.
She was aware as of last week when I was on the NARALO meeting, but I will copy her. I will forward the comment to this group that she was unhappy that we were not doing this on a more public and inclusive list, that is the detailed discussions.
Yes, okay, so noted.
Before we go on, can I be added to the chat for this meeting?
Sure, let me find you. Ah, there you are.
Okay. Excellent. And Alan, it would be, I think, appropriate for our concern over the terminology of user versus registrant to be made clear as well.
I will definitely do that.
Thank you very much. In the absence of any other issues to be raised, and I would like to have that worded by our liaison at the next ICANN board meeting, we move to ratification and status of ALAC statements. I am going to put that on as an item, a carryover item. We do not have the luxury of time at today's meeting to go into that any detail, and we have no current statements that are going to be between now and our next meeting. Can we find who's disconnected?
Someone's on hold. I'm sure Tanya's working on it.
Someone Thank you, Tanya.
Someone's on hold but not muted themselves.
Okay.
I'm trying to find out who it is.
Thank you. As we move to the items, recognising that the decisions have been made, the ALS structures, the items for decision at this meeting include a carryover item, but one of great importance, and that is ALAC list structure and moderation. We will be deciding at this meeting to approve or otherwise, there may be a friendly amendment that someone wishes to make, the proposal that has been on the list for our consideration for Alan. Am I wrong? It's been more than 10 days, hasn't it? That's Alan on hold.
No, because I've got him muted. Sorry, Alan, I'm unmuting you. Now you're back.
Hold on, I'm checking the date. I sent this out originally on the 14th. It is now the 22nd. This is Alan speaking.
Thank you.
I sent it out on the 14th. It is now the 22nd. It is more than 1 week.
Excellent. Thank you.
Can I presume that everyone has read the document either in Paris or on the web in the last week or in the email I sent out? I will summarize.
I'm not going to do a roll call on that. It's Cheryl here. I'm not going to do a roll
no,
call on that.
No, I said I'm assuming. If anyone dissents, they can speak up.
I would think that assumption would be valid.
Essentially, we are reacting to the valid comments that our internal mailing list, for the bulk of what we talk about, there is no reason, no need for it to be purely internal. We are proposing that the bulk of our, quote, internal discussions be posted on the ICANN or other website so it can be viewed. We are also saying that we will have a truly internal list, which is not viewable. It is still archived, but not viewable, for those things which are deemed to be not of the public concern, that is, if we're arranging to go out to dinner with each other, or for cases where people feel truly inhibited that they want to make a comment but do not want it archived for the public. There will be no technical restriction to using it only for that, but presumably the group will try to make sure that we use the publicly readable mailing list. In a later email, I added the comment that the ExecCom mailing list was publicly viewable, but ALAC members could not send to it, which means any ALAC member would be moderated until it was approved. I understand from Nick that that has now been fixed, so we're not discussing that at this point.
That's correct.
So my recommendation is that we add one more list without talking about the names, that we have three lists. The at-large list, which is essentially anyone can subscribe to and comment. The ALAC list, which is for committee members and friends, publicly viewable, and a similar ALAC list, which also includes the RALOs and staff, which is not publicly viewable. Added onto that, I am adding a request that we had from someone, and I can't remember who now, for a announce-only list, publicly subscribable, postable only by a small to be defined group of people, maybe the whole ALAC, maybe just a subset. And I would like to move that we accept those principles. There will be a second motion later on what we name them. But right now I would like to accept the principles of having those four mailing lists that were described in the proposal.
Thank you, Alan. May I call for a seconder?
Yes, I will second that. Izumi.
Thank you, Izumi. Are there any questions, discussion, or comment on this specific proposal? I trust everybody has had time to come off mute if they needed to. I will now call for anybody who wishes, any ALAC member who wishes to dissent or abstain from approving this motion, to make themselves known. No one has come forward, therefore that motion is passed. Alan, you wish to move to a second or part two motion?
Yes. The part two is naming of these lists. I would propose that the ALAC internal list stay as the internal non-published list. We have not had any alternative suggestions, so that at this point is a given. The ALAC announce list, I propose calling it ALAC announce. And the question then, only the question to be decided, is what do we call the ALAC publishable list? That is, where the bulk of the business will be done. The reasonable name for that, if we had a clean slate, would be ALAC at large dash lists. We are currently using ALAC at for the public list. We have two choices. We can either leave the public list as is, and call the new one committee, or we can rename the public list at large and use ALAC for the internal list. The second option is disruptive in that it changes the name of the current at-large list, but ends up with reasonable names for the future. The first one keeps the somewhat confusing names, but nobody has to change what they're doing other than ALAC committee members, of course.
Well,
I
think ALAC committee members will have to put up with the inconvenience in my totally biased view. I believe minimal disruption is probably our aim. Which do you wish to put to the meeting as proposal?
I would have liked to hear some comments from other people to begin with. My personal preference is to say we are renaming the at-large list. It is now called ALAC. It's now called at-large. And we transfer over all the current 400 members or whatever And from now on, when they reply, they will be replying to at large instead of ALAC. And people writing brand new notes will have to adapt, or their messages will be bounced. But I'd like to hear if anyone else has opinions on this.
Thank you, Alan. But can I just ask for clarification? You just said, I think the reverse of what is written. I thought you were suggesting it should be ALAC at large list as the new name.
I am suggesting that the new list for the committee be ALAC at large, and that we rename the public list
ALAC
at large.
Okay.
I'm saying the list for the committee be called ALAC, which is where the C stands for committee, and the list for the at-large members in general be called at-large. I'm suggesting completely rational, reasonable names.
Okay.
May I just on a...
Yes, go ahead, and then I have Sebastian.
This is Nick. I had previously asked our provider if a list could be renamed and was told that that was not... possible, which is why the prefix of the ALAC at list was changed to at large in brackets. I'm not sure. Of course, there are quite large archives of the ALAC at list. So if one were to, one could simply say we're going to take the members of the at large of the ALAC list and start a new list at large, which has that same list.
But the archives would not follow.
But I don't believe the archives would follow that, no. I can ask that question, but I don't think that it's possible.
Sebastian?
Yeah, obviously, one part of the answer is in the technical side, but at the naming and policy side, I think it's better if we can have name, real names for the real groups, because we have this very often. We spoke about ALAC as at large, and we don't make this difference, and that's also true at the level of the mailing list. And if we want to start to be clear that there is at-large members, that the ILSs, there's RALO, and there are, and then at-large participants, and there are ALAC, and ALAC is just a committee group, it will be better. But obviously, if for technical reason we are not able to do so, it's a shame, but...
Okay, so in other words, you are supporting, it's Alan speaking, you are supporting what I was recommending, if technically it is possible.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Now have Izumi. Izumi, go ahead, please.
Thank you. This is Izumi. And I would say I agree with Alan's first proposal and Sebastian, but I would add that even we have some technical problem, like we cannot change the archive, I think we still should follow the new reality that we better use at large for the public list and ALAC for the committee only thing to avoid confusion, because with all the rallies up, I think it's better to clearly articulate who we're talking about and who we are. Thanks.
It's Alan. Can I get on the list?
Yes, if you'd like to respond to that, go ahead.
Okay. Given the complete shambles we've had in the GNSO discussions of everyone and their brother thinking we were talking about the ALAC committee sitting on the GNSO, including some of the people in the at-large list in the earlier discussions, I think this is yet another example that we should take the opportunity, as Izumi just said, and clean it up so that we don't perpetuate the misunderstandings between the concept of at-large and the concept of ALAC. I would move that we accept the renaming as described, subject to technical possibility. I have a fair amount of knowledge of the mailing list we use, and I'll deal with Nick to see if we can come up with a viable way of of making sure that the archives exist, but ending up with names that make sense. Does that sound acceptable, Nick? You said something. We're trying to say something.
My suggestion was that I know that it is possible to migrate the entire archive from our current host to, for example, internal to ICANN. It may be that the best thing to do is simply to do that, to migrate the existing ALAC list and simply make a reference to that for people who wish to refer to it as a historical.
It may also be possible to simply close down from the perception of the mailing list system, close down one list and open another one with the same name.
Yes.
And I think that would end up being two different lists. We need to discuss it offline. We shouldn't waste time. If we cannot do it, then I think we will have no choice but to use the bad names. But let's really try to make sure that we're presenting to the public something which is not implicitly confusing.
Thank you, Alan. Your motion then is that the name changes, as listed in the link from the agenda tonight, be supported by the ALAC subject to technical issues.
Correct.
That motion requires a seconder. Can I call for a seconder, please?
It was not already seconded by Izumi? If not, I will. I am seconding Sebastian.
Thanks, Sebastian.
I think Izumi did the previous one, but I'll get Nick to double check. But thank you. We have a seconder. We may have multiple seconders if I've been in a fugue state, which is perfectly possible. If that's the case, does anyone wish to have a further discussion on this matter? In the absence of anyone making themselves known for further discussion, I now call for anyone who wishes to dissent or abstain from this motion to make themselves known.
Cheryl.
Go ahead, Nick. I hope you're not trying to vote.
No, I'm not. I'm just noting that there are actually, it seems, two proposals. One, the ideal list naming, and the second proposal that it's decided to proceed with that naming subject to not losing the entire archive of any list.
Alan, back to you. I didn't hear two. I heard a linked one. Could you clarify, please?
My motion was that we accept the naming of ALAC internal for the TRUC internal list, ALAC at large, or ALAC at whatever, for the publicly readable ALAC list, at large at for the true public list, open to everyone to talk, and ALAC announce.
Yes.
Or announcement only, subject to technical viability. If technical viability is not there, then we will continue to use ALAC at large for the public list and committee at large for the publicly readable committee working.
Is that clear, Nick?
Yeah, I'm just trying to word it.
Cheryl, it's Olivier. Can I make a comment as an observer?
You may.
I just wondered whether one would not be better looking at a two-stage process, because the concern that I have is if ALAC, the ALAC naming is then used for as a read-only list or write-only by the committee, there will be a lot of people who will still have in their email aliases and so on using the old ALAC name, and you will get a lot of bounces and so on from people who might just use this. So the idea that I had was originally you could have the new at-large list, which would have an alias as ALAC for a few months, but always have a return address as at-large until people's emails are updated on this. And then the ALAC list being called initially committee, and then after a few months you would change committee to ALAC because it only involves members of the committee.
I have a comment.
Thank you, Olivia. I think you're a very kind man. I'm not sure whether I'm quite so kind, and I'll ask Alan to respond to that.
I support the concept, not the details of what was just proposed. We do need to think about the implementation. There should be a transition. I do not think it should be months. But we do need to think about that, and I don't think that needs to be the subject of the committee. But we should try to phase it in a way which will be least painful and not to, in such a way that we will be accused of being secretive or something like that. So your point is well taken. I'm not sure I like the particular details, but yes.
Thank you for that, Alan. Are we clear on what the motion is, Nick?
Yes, I have. That ALAC Internal shall stay the same and be used for the same purpose. That ALAC Announce should be created for announcements only. That ALAC should become the committee-only publicly readable list. And that the present ALAC list should be renamed At Large, the above being subject to technical viability, subject to not losing the entire archive of any list.
Okay.
Is that
the only error in that is the current ALAC internal list should not be current use, but for truly confidential use. Current use implies we're going to keep on using it as our main list.
Shall be used only for confidential conversation.
Yes.
Confidential matters, I'll put.
Well,
okay.
We're defining the term confidential in this whole overall thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that definition, I think, should be cut and paste from the proposal.
We can add into this. No, I take it back.
A very quick retraction, Alan. Well done. That is the motion as stands. I call for anyone who wishes to have their name recorded as dissenting or abstaining from this important motion. In the absence of that motion is passed.
And I would like to thank the committee for allowing us to finalize something which, if I remember correctly, was initiated in Los Angeles.
I think you remember absolutely accurately. Well done indeed.
I thank you.
Thank you, Alan. It's been one of many marathons you've run for us. The matter of mailing list moderation is one of a fairly large and important matter. I would like to propose that we have a single purpose call, a short, but nevertheless, single purpose call to discuss that in greater detail, any modifications to our rules of procedure affecting what is or is not reasonable use will be discussed then. And I would like to ensure that not only the ALAC, but the regional at-large organisational representatives and secretariats are invited to that call, and any wider at-large interested person also could be welcome. That is how I would like to set the moderation. Is that something that the ALAC wishes to pursue, or do they wish to work on that in the 4 minutes that we have left?
I support your proposal. Sebastian speaking.
Go ahead, Sebastian.
He spoke
just
already.
To say that I support your proposal that we have a specific meeting on that subject.
Thank you, Sebastian. We will make that so. The items for discussion only, as listed in tonight's agenda, are again something that we need to have the representatives from the RALOs on the ALAC take particular note of. This is work that needs to be in the awareness-raising work you do in your regional at-large organisations and ALSs. They are the current public consultation for response from at-large, which has a listing of only four. I thought there was more, but four is probably enough. We have the IDNC Working Group Final Report. The public comment period there ends 15th of August. The IDN Working Group of the ALAC will obviously be putting something in, but I would not only encourage, I would expect a input individually from ALSs or individuals, but certainly from the regional at large organisations to either contribute to that working group's final report or to go in independently. The same can be said for the RAA amendments draft proposed changes, which has an ending date of the 4th of August. And we have nobody on this call who's involved in that working group. Is that correct, Nick?
On the RAA amendments?
Correct. Bo, you?
I thought Bo was.
Bo, you're doing RAA, aren't you?
Bo is leading that effort, and he asked me in Paris that we should organize a briefing from relevant staff and members
okay.
who are concerned on this. So now that he's back, I'm going to work with him to organize that.
Excellent, and I think it's essential that the RALA representatives on the ALAC ensure that they have as many participants as possible from their regional areas and ALSs in that. It's a very important piece of work, and we must have
Can I ask a question related to what you just said?
You certainly may. Go ahead.
Talking about the RALO people, the chairs and secretariats, are they normally invited to these meetings or not?
They're always welcome, but we actually have elected people from each region who are the ALAC. So in the case of Asia-Pacific, Azumi and I will ensure that...
No. That's not the question I'm asking.
Are they invited? The answer is yes.
At this point, we're paying for their transport to ICANN meetings. The question is, are they explicitly invited and asked and expected to be at these meetings, the ALAC, the meetings, the teleconference calls, or not? Because in general, they're not, and I wonder, are we making it clear that they are welcome or not? It's a point of information.
Well, there's two things. The welcome is clear. The expectation is far from mandatory.
Okay.
May I make one comment related to the RAA amendments item?
Please, go ahead.
The consultation ends on the 4th of August. However, the RAA, the agreement, the legal agreement, has previously been available only in English. Translations of a legal quality, though not usable in court, are being prepared of the original RAA and the redlined texts, as well as the other elements of the consultation. As soon as those are available in Spanish and French and the other languages, I will let everyone know. I understand that the consultation for those languages will continue for some time after they are posted.
Excellent.
I will let everyone know what precisely the situation is there. May I suggest there are translations of the IDNC final report which are imminently to arrive, and there is the RAA amendments. May I suggest that ALAC sends in a statement just making clear that there may be comments from LAC RALO in particular on the RAA once Spanish editions are available of the document.
Okay.
Or in some ways makes clear that, you know, ALAC understands that each language will have some time to respond regardless of when the closing date is.
Certainly, Nick, and I think we need to just ensure that that is raised again with the information call, but also that Bo takes that on board as the lead.
Can I just ask for a clarification there? This is Bo. Did you say that the comment period ends pretty quickly. Like, it's August 4th, I think, right? So,
yes.
Correct.
So they're going to extend, they're actually going to extend the comment period for those who need the translations, or how's that, is that clear to people who...
That is my understanding. I have yet to confirm it with Tim. Needless to say, the briefing that is done by the staff, when you know, I'll call you whenever you like, Bo, to sort of coordinate on that.
Okay.
Will be recorded in Spanish and in French, so that may help. But I think we would probably want to have, up to you. We would probably want to have the briefing. We could either have the briefing before the documents are available in those languages, or we could have it after they become available.
Yeah,
unfortunately, I don't yet have an ETA on when they will be finished.
Okay. Well, yeah, if you want to consult on that in the next day or two, I have some pretty strong opinions on it. So.
Okay.
Whenever you like, I'll give you a ring.
Thank you, Bo. Can we leave that ball firmly in your court and ensure that as many of us as possible get as many people as practical to the briefings that you're organising? That
sure.
Leads us to item three under the consultations, which is improving institutional confidence. This is the post-JPA. This ends next week on the 31st of July. May I undertake... that I think it's essential that we make some comment and ask the ALAC exactly how it would like their comment to be created in short order. I'm met with deathly silence. My suggestion would then be that this may perhaps be a role for the... I was going to suggest the executive, but I'd like it to be wider than the executive. Can I call for...
Cheryl?
Can I call for people to mute their phones by using *6? And then can I call for any volunteers... to assist in the creation of a response to improving institutional confidence to work with the executive before July 31 closing date.
Cheryl, I might be able to help you here.
I'd love you to. Thank you, Nick.
If one looks, I believe you will find that it is still the case that there are actually no public comments at all on this subject. I think that there's an easy explanation for that, which is that it's a holiday period, it's immediately following an ICANN meeting, and there were recently a number of public consultations open.
An enormous
I am quite sure that if you wished to make a statement to Kieran, or even to the public comment period, saying that At Large does intend to make comments on this subject, but because of holidays and the like, will not be able to do so until after the 31st of July. I suspect you will find that a reply would come saying, your comments will be taken when they're ready and we'll be glad to have them. I mean, technically you can make comments
to
the advisory committee at
any
time.
We damn well please, anyway.
Yes, I would just say, I don't think you, this is by way of saying, I don't think you have to kill yourselves to make it by the 31st of July.
I appreciate that, Nick, and it may be that we end up doing that, but by the same token, we are all busy and we all continue to be busy, and I'm not sure that the middle of August, when we have a number of other consultations running, is going to be in any better time. So I would like to call for volunteers to contribute to work with the ALAC executive, otherwise you will be leaving it up to the ALAC executive to do the drafting. Right, in the absence of volunteers, some of you may find a telephone call or email message trying to press gang you into something, so beware. We will move on. I'd like to note that we are 6 minutes past our closing time. Alan, are you still available for another couple of moments. Yes,
I'm here,
no?
But I was going to ask that anything that requires my input be done sooner rather than later.
Okay, we're going to wrap it up as far as we can, as quickly as we can. The other consultations, the GNSO improvements we've covered, we need to note several listed here. We cannot respond to everything. Which of those have closing dates that are closest simply, you know, won't get done, I suspect. But can I ask that a lot more work is done proactively when the list comes out from Denise on what is going on in public consultations in the ALSs and at the regional level, so that the ALAC representatives from the regions come to these meetings with informed information. Oh, sorry, that's a stupid term, two words that mean the same thing. Well informed on what the local and regional views are on these matters. I'd like to leave that matter for both online and continuing work. That will be a carryover item for our next meeting, unless anyone objects. In which case we will move on to the requirement of an at-large community representative to work on the GNSO Working Group on Fast Flux Hosting. This does not necessarily have to come from the ALAC itself, but it would be, I think, a wise move to have someone on the ALAC involved.
It's Alan. I had had a request from Mohammed whether we could have someone from his RALO participating, and although it took me a little while, I got permission on that, but I haven't heard anything back from him, so I assume it's not happening.
Does Howard know anything more about that coming from the same RALO?
She wasn't included in the email, so she may not.
Okay. Can we take that offline, because it would be very very useful perhaps if we can just double check that, if we have a willing participant, I would obviously like to pursue that line.
I'm not sure if he had a willing participant or he was asking about the possibility. It wasn't clear from the note.
Well, if you put your hand up, you'll probably get elected around here, so let's pursue that and double check and see if we can wrap that up. We'll talk further tomorrow night about that, if you like. But we do need to have a designation of someone from the at-large community to work on the fast flux. And I would like to press for a specific ALAC representative there. So you have the permission. We need to fill the space. We'll double check with Mohammed.
There's a question. There's a question from Hawa.
Go ahead.
She would like to know what this representative from the at-large community would do. What would be the purpose of his being appointed?
Thank you for that question. Alan, as the GNSO liaison, can you respond? Thank you.
I think the answer simply is to be one of the group of people looking at the at the issue and trying to decide what, if any, action should be taken.
May I note that if you click the link on the agenda page, you will find the charter of the working group.
Did you pick that up on the French channel, that the hyperlink on the agenda page will give her all the information she requires? But it is a participant.
Could you say that again? Could you say that again, please?
Certainly. The link on the agenda page will take her to all the information required, the charter for that working group. But the role of the representative would be to be a participant in that working group.
I'll say that of the various working groups that come and go, this is not one that is of dire interest to at-large. The next one, for instance, I think is one that's far more applicable. to individuals than the fast flux one is.
And yet we had great interest when we did our fast flux briefing. So
I understand.
Excuse me for interrupting.
No, no, go ahead.
You know, Hawa is not able to connect to the internet, so she would appreciate if you could make a little summary of what the reason for a representative and his role would be.
Certainly. When Sebastian speaks to Hawa on other matters after this call, he will cover that off in detail. Won't you, Sebastian?
I will.
Thank you. The final matter under policy development work, which is active, which was a segue from Alan, is the inter-registrar transfer policy, and we need a designation of a at-large community representative for that working group. And again, that is a live link to the, I believe, to the charter and the background information. Do we have any volunteers or suggestions for someone to do that work for us, to lead that work for us? We will support you, obviously. Well, somebody's done something on Skype. Sebastian, you are a scholar and a gentleman. He has just nominated himself, and I will be very quick to say that is excellent and thank you very much. Would anybody like to compete with Sebastian for this matter? I didn't think so. thank you, Sebastian. The final matter is the CCNSO proposal to review geographic regions using a cross-constituency working group. Obviously, this is a matter of great interest to us and we must be involved, but we also need to start getting the ALS and regional views formulated and integrated into statements from their local areas.
Okay. Cheryl, I strongly support this. We do need active work. I have to drop out.
Thank you, Alan, and meeting. In fact, unless you had any other business, that was it.
No, I strongly support it. I'd like to see us active in this. It's not going to be me, and I leave you to it. Bye-bye.
Bye, Alan.
We'll talk an hour earlier tomorrow, correct?
Cheryl.
Alan.
Left.
Thank you. Go ahead, Nick.
I just wanted to note that the current stage of this item on geographic regions is that the board is asking if having a community-wide working group to review the structure of ICANN's regions is a good idea. It is not, at this point, a working group. It would be structured in a way similar to the IDNC working group with representatives of all constituencies in ICANN. That is the idea.
Yes.
So at this point, all that ALEC would need to do is say, yes, Denise, we think that this is a good idea.
And ALEC will say, yes, Denise, we think this is a good idea. What I am calling for is the ALSs and the regions to start work now. The members here need to go back to their regions and to their ALSs and say, if this goes ahead, we need to be prepared for it. We want to move to a proactive rather than a reactive model. So the executive will be saying yes, but we also need work to start now rather than this catch-up that seems to be going on at the moment.
Cheryl, there's a question.
Yes, go ahead.
There is a question regarding item 2, regarding inter-registrar transfer policy. You know, what is who was the representative that was chosen?
Sebastian.
Oh, it was Sebastian. Okay. Thank you. Le représentant Hawa, justement, pour...
Il faut changer de channel, madame.
Thank you, Sebastian. Okay, I'm now calling for any other business. I note that whilst we are the 90 minutes from our our core 8 start time. We are 16 minutes over our actual start time, and I would like to suggest that anyone with any other business make it short and succinct. And in the absence of anybody making any other business known, please ensure that we work online between now and our next meeting. Please take my personal thanks for the enormous amount of work that was done at the Paris meeting and has continued by many of you between now and that meeting. And thank you very much for your time and energy today. We have a number of briefings that will be going on and a number of working group and consultation works that will be going on between now and our next meeting. I note that three of the consultations will be closing before our meeting, which will be, I believe, on the 12th of August. Is that correct?
I believe that is correct. I'm just checking now.
So we able to...
Indeed. The 12th of August.
Yes, we'll look forward to an RIA briefing in the short for that. And our work will continue online. Thank you all.
I just wanted to thank you, Cheryl, because if we're here, it's because you lead us to this place. Thank you very much.
Sebastian, it's not a matter of leadership at all. I'm quite sure it's a joint team effort of the enthusiasm we all have to move ALAC from what I think is a very strong position now to an even stronger one in the future. But getting the ALSs and the RALOs to a proactive rather than a reactive model is work we must all do together. Thank you all, and please remember that any changes you are making to the approved minutes need to be done as a comment button, but that we work in a wiki, and that is a collaborative space. Good morning, good evening, a good night, and good day to you all.
Thank you. Good night.
Good bye. Bye all.
Cheryl.
Left.
Nick.
Left.
Izumi.
Left.
French interpreter on English.
Left.
Went away.
Left.
A Digo operator.
Left.
Listen.
Left.